You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WLAK Daily News Roundup for Lake Air, 107.5 FM and 1260 AM in Amory.
This is Civic Media News. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Former President Donald Trump is coming back to the Badger State. He's set to hold a rally in Prairie du Chien on Saturday, the adopted hometown of Derek Van Orden, one of his biggest supporters in the House of Representatives. Van Orden is being challenged by Democrat Rebecca Cook in November. Meanwhile, the Trump campaign is currently on a bus tour throughout Wisconsin. Today, they're in Appleton, Green Bay, and Beaver Dam. The last time Trump was in Wisconsin, it was in Wausau just about 2 weeks ago. And former Governor Tommy Thompson says he wants former President Donald Trump to campaign in the state's two bluest counties. He says Wisconsin is not a done deal for Kamala Harris and says Trump's team should come to Dane and Milwaukee counties, which he called, quote, the belly of the beast. In 2020, Joe Biden won 75% of the vote in Dane County and 69% of the vote in Milwaukee County. So it's yet to be seen whether the Trump team will take that advice. Political parties are putting a lot of effort into the youth vote here in Wisconsin. Some analysts say young people alone could decide the election. Ever since Kamala Harris was named the nominee, there has been about a 20% jump in enthusiasm from Wisconsin voters age 18 to 29. That means social media may play a bigger role than ever. Hilario De Leon is chair of the Milwaukee County Republican Party.
Everyone's on it. We get our news from it. I have a TikTok account. I have my own social media platforms that I do. Any major, you know, corporation, company, sports team, political group, they all have social media.
Matthew Lehner is chair of the College Democrats of Wisconsin.
Social media is one of the big reasons why Janet Protasiewicz did so well in the 2023 Supreme Court election. I think you're going to see that again in 2024.
14% of young Wisconsin voters are still undecided. That's more than double any other age group. New numbers show the job market has rebounded in Wisconsin since the pandemic, but it's not equal across the state. The nonpartisan Wisconsin Policy Forum found while overall Wisconsin has more jobs now than it did in 2019, that doesn't mean every county is advancing in that category. 42 of Wisconsin's 72 counties have fewer jobs than they did before the pandemic. That means the state's strongest economic areas, like Dane and Milwaukee County, are carrying a lot of those jobs. And COVID-19 is on the rise here in Wisconsin. It's been spreading more and more since the end of June, according to the state's wastewater data monitoring program. But soon you'll be able to order more tests for free. The federal government is reviving its free tests by mail program. You'll be able to go to covidtest.gov and order 4 nasal swab test kits. All we know is that the program is set to go live in late September. Officials haven't given a specific date yet. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. 4 teachers from a Duluth elementary school have received grant funding for their sensory-friendly school idea. Teachers Jason Goulette, Matt Wade, Jessica Brown, and Sarah Strykan of Piedmont Elementary School were awarded a $2,000 grant by Voya Financial for their efforts to make the learning experience easier for students with sensory issues. With the additional grant funding, the school will be able to implement a multi-sensory experience space for students in the class with specialized equipment. A new affordable housing complex has opened in Duluth. On Monday, One Roof Community Housing unveiled its new Brewery Creek apartment complex with a ribbon cutting. The apartment complex is located on 6th Avenue East and 4th Street, and officials say One Roof has been targeting the building for years. There are 52 units for young adults facing homelessness, people with disabilities, members of the Fond du Lac band, and the community. The organization is also planning another apartment complex across the street. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers visited Superior on Monday as part of his statewide tour highlighting clean energy projects. Governor Evers stopped at the Superior Fire Department to see their electric response vehicles and solar array, which officials say prevents the release of over 267,000 pounds of carbon dioxide each year. Under the governor's clean energy plan, the state aims to reach 100% carbon-free electricity by 2050 and create over 40,000 jobs in the next few years. The Duluth City Council voted unanimously to approve a flat levy increase of 1.85% at their Monday meeting. According to city officials, the flat levy increase will be paid for entirely by new economic growth, so the city council did not need to raise property taxes for the next year. Residents also used the public comment period to express their support for continued funding of the mobile crisis team. The council will hold a final vote on the levy increase and the more than $100 million budget in December. The city of Duluth is considering revisions to their snow emergency ordinance. According to city officials, snow plowing staff shared a number of potential changes that could make their jobs easier, mostly aimed at getting the community involved in keeping the roads clear. One potential change included working with residents on emergency routes to move their vehicles when the plow comes through to make it easier for them to clear both sides of the road. Another change would allow plow drivers to start clearing roads faster. Thousands of people gathered in Duluth over the weekend for the annual Chester Bowl Fall Fest. Organizers of the event say over 10,000 people visited Chester Park for the event, which featured nearly 150 vendors sharing art, food, clothes, and more with the community. While the event was free and open to the public, Chester Bowl also accepted donations to support their ski program and reminded residents that their winter registration is now open. Chester Bowl is also accepting donations on their website. A number of people involved in a school bus crash in Ashland suffered minor injuries on Monday. According to the Ashland Police Department, all of the occupants on the bus are safe, but some suffered minor injuries and were evaluated at Tamarack Health Medical Center. Authorities have not yet shared how the crash happened, how many students were on the bus, or how many of the people who suffered minor injuries were students, if any. The students on the bus were taken to Lake Superior Elementary School following the crash. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is asking residents to get their firewood locally this fall to help crack down on the spread of invasive species. Untreated firewood is one of the most popular ways that invasive species like the emerald ash borer and spongy moth spread across the state. Earlier this year, the last county uninfected by the emerald ash borer had its first infestation. DNR officials are also reminding residents to leave unused firewood behind at their campsites to protect their own property from invasive species. And that's what you need to know. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
The Packers prep for Minnesota. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with Sport, filling in for Mike Clemens. Green Bay is 2-1 heading into this Sunday's matchup with the Vikings. Head coach Matt LaFleur said they know all about Vikings running back Aaron Jones.
He's a problem. He is, and he looks really good. And I've been able to watch him a little bit. Certainly, he's one of my favorite players that I've ever had the privilege to coach, a guy like that, just in terms of how he goes about his business, and still got a lot of love for him.
LaFleur said he's not sure if Jordan Love will be ready to go this week.
Well, we'll see. I mean, again, I think anybody that saw what happened to him, I mean, that's a legitimate injury. So, you know, he's working through it. He's doing everything in his power. He wants to be out there, and you know, we want him out there.
Starting quarterback Jordan Love, who practiced all of last week, has missed two games with an MCL sprain, but could return this week. Kickoff is at noon on Sunday. The Brewers have six games to play in the regular season. They are in Pittsburgh for three games starting tonight before a home series with the Mets. The playoffs start in October. And the kickoff times for the next two Wisconsin football games are set. They'll be at USC on Saturday with a 2:30 p.m. start. Then they come home to play Purdue a week from Saturday at 11 a.m. Filling in for Mike Clement, I'm Jimmy Cusco with Civic Media Sports.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba.
If you can stomach the topic, there will be a new docuseries about Sean Combs. The New York Post reports that the Investigation Discovery Network is behind the series. The creators of Quiet on the Set, the Dark Side of Kids TV docuseries, will produce. Quiet on the Set exposed the toxic behind-the-scenes environment on some popular kids shows. The project does not have a title yet, but will feature alleged victims. Teachers don't get paid nearly enough unless they're on TV. The cast of Abbott Elementary received a lot of critical acclaim through the show's first three seasons. It's all paying off now as they are getting what Deadline reports are major salary bumps. The Abbott cast won the Acting Ensemble Award for Comedy of the 2022 Screen Actors Guild Awards. The show has also won multiple Emmys and Golden Globe Awards. The show's fourth season premieres Wednesday, October 9th on ABC. Sabrina Carpenter is on a bit of a roll following her win for Song of the Year at this year's Video Music Awards. So what's next? How about a Christmas special? A nonsense Christmas special. Yes, that's the title. We'll feature musical guests and comedy with a dash of celebrity cameos. Carpenter says the special will really jingle your bells and it will drop December 6th at 9 p.m. Eastern on Netflix. A few nights ago, country star Zach Bryan got a little sauced and took a shot at Taylor Swift on X Twitter. The Swifties performed a Twitter takedown on Bryan until he went into ex-Twitter witness protection and deactivated his account. Bryan took to Instagram, where the Swifties are still allowing him to function. He offered an apology, saying he is going through a hard time, appreciates all Taylor has done for music, and never wants to show malice toward another human being. He closed the post with "Don't drink and tweet," and then was ordered back to the corner by the Swift Army, where he continued sucking his thumb. Netflix released a trailer for the new Sam Raimi film called Don't Move. The Hollywood Reporter says the thriller is about a grieving woman who heads to the woods to find peace, but instead finds a man who injects her with a drug that will paralyze her. The movie will premiere on Netflix October 25th, and the trailer can be seen on YouTube. The Office is the gift that keeps on giving. Remember Creed Bratton, the creepy, enigmatic, elderly employee who had no idea what his job title was or what he did at the company? Bratton recently posted a photo on Instagram with his fellow office mates, Dwight, Oscar, and Meredith. Fans flooded the post with comments. In his years since The Office, he has been acting and working as a musician, which is how he got his start in show business. And in case you're wondering, Creed was in charge of quality assurance. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mostly sunny today, our high right around 71 this afternoon. The wind out of the east becoming north at 5 to 10. Tonight it'll be clear with a low of 48. Tomorrow sunshine 76 on Thursday. Sunny with a high of 78. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 50.
That's your WLAK Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at lakeair.radio. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.